Love Talk Radio.
To give God glory for this legend. Would you help me thank God for Sister Diane? Come on! Will you? What a blessing. Just a five mother. Woo! Tell somebody, tell him he worked it out. Come on, one more time. Let's give God glory for the anointing. Do you ever stop and look back over your life and think about how good God has been to you? Think about how far he brought you and how he has kept you while danger was all around you. Have you ever been sick down on your bed and think about how God came in and moved your head to pain? I'm sure somebody out there can agree with me today when I look to heaven and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The reason I want to thank you, Jesus, Lord, I know you've been so good.
Lord, I know you've been so good.
Lord, I know you've watched over me all night long.
All night long.
Lord, I know
you've been so good.
Let me tell him again, boys. Lord, I know you've been so good. Jesus, I've been wrong in my life, and sometimes I've even sinned. But Lord, thank you for waking me this morning and letting me kneel down and pray again. I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but you laid your death away this morning and made it behave. You've been good.
You've been good.
Jesus,
you've been good.
Lord, I know you have.
You've been good.
Hey, hey, hey.
You've been good.
You've been mighty nice.
You've been good.
I know you.
You've been so good.
Sometimes I look around and say, Lord, I know you spared my life. Jesus, you've been my mother, and Lord, you've been my father too. Out of all of the trouble and trials I've had in my life, without you, Lord, I don't know what I'd do. That's why I got my hand in the one and chain. Oh, every day of my life I'm trusting in your name. You've been good.
You've been good.
Thank you, Jesus.
You've been good to me.
Hey, hey, hey.
You've been mighty nice.
I know you have. That's why I don't mind saying it. Every once in a while, I still wish.
You've been good.
Oh, Jesus.
You've been good.
Yes, you've been good.
You've been good.
Oh, Jesus.
You've been good.
Stay right
Lord,
with me.
Been good.
Lord, I know you've been with me.
You've been good.
The storm and rain.
You've been good.
Call
you've been good.
Early in the morning,
I thank you, Jesus.
They got the calling.
You've been good.
I know I call it.
Thank you,
Jesus. Sometime on the highway.
You've been good.
I know I call it, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sometime in my home.
You've been good.
In my
eyes.
Thank you, Jesus. I say, here I am, Lord.
Good.
I need you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I already know.
You've been
I know you've been good to me.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I need you right now.
You've been good.
Somebody right out there.
You
tell her, Lord.
Lord,
you've been my mother.
You've been good.
And my father, too.
You've been good.
Lord, if you watch for you,
you've been good.
What would I do?
You've been
good. Thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You've been good.
You need Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
Let me. Thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Jesus.
The reason I thank you.
Good.
Early this morning.
I thank you, Jesus.
You called my body.
You've been good.
Early this morning.
I thank you, Jesus.
You called my body.
You've been good.
Let my eyes come open.
I thank
oh,
you.
One more time.
You've been good.
And that it all.
I thank you, Jesus.
That it all.
You've been good.
You taught my legs.
I thank you, Jesus.
Just look at them move.
You've been good.
You taught my legs,
I
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just look at them move. Out of bed one more time.
You,
tell me ain't that good. Somebody had eyes. They couldn't see this morning. Somebody had legs. They couldn't walk this morning. But look at you and I. Oh, it's all good. Thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Lord. I know you've been so good to me.
This morning, if you know God's got a blessing, put your name on it. Come on, can you clap your hands with it? Everybody clap your hands. Yeah, yeah. Right here, song tells.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up, put a smile on your face. This is only a test.
It won't last always. Get ready
for your blessing, for your miracle,
Get ready
for your blessing, yeah. Let me encourage you. It's gonna be alright. Yeah. Death and trial come to make you strong. You just keep on believing. You just stay strong and
get ready.
Got a blessing.
With your name on it.
Got a blessing. Preach up again. Thankful that we are here one more day. The Lord has granted us another day in the land of the living. And we are excited to come to his table this morning and feast at the bread of life. Jesus said that he is the bread that came down from heaven. And he also said that he is the word. So if we are feasting on the word, we are feasting on the bread of heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. So this morning we have one of my spiritual daughters here, an anointed vessel of the Most High God, a woman who has dedicated her life to serving the Lord. Not saying that she haven't made mistakes, because we all made mistakes, all of us, Amen. Including myself. Amen. I'm chief of mistakes, but God has delivered me out of them all. He has delivered me out of them all. This morning, she has got a powerful message from the topic that I see, and I receive in my spirit a very powerful message to deliver to God's people all over the world. If you have your spiritual ears on, you will hear, and if your spirit is tuned, you will receive. Hallelujah. Jesus said, he that have an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Glory to God. Everybody can't hear. That's why Jesus said so. Everybody can't hear. He that have an ear to hear. Some folks have ears, but they don't have an ear to hear. Hallelujah. You need to have a spiritual ear to hear spiritual teaching and spiritual preaching. So, Father, we ask that you bless her. I know you're already blessed her, but I ask, oh, God, that you bless her even afresh now, oh, God, before she releases this word out of her spirit. God, give her the time to take her time and deliver what you give her. There's no need to rush. Take your cool time and let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you in the word of God for the people of God. Father, we ask you to touch her eyes, touch her ears, and her lips of clay. And allow her to see, hear, and speak that which says the Lord. None of her, but all of you, God. And Father, as you decrease even right now, I pray that you will increase, God. Touch the ears and hearts and minds of the people in the north, the south, the east, and the west. That they will not just be hearers of the word, but they will be doers of the word, oh God. Speak to us today, God. Our hearts are open and our hearts are thirsty, oh God, like a dry land, thirsty for water. God, we like a deer panteth after the stream, Lord. We ask you to fill us today, Lord. Fill us, oh God, that we'll have more than enough. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Come on in, prophetess, evangelist, come on in. And let the Lord use you. Come on in.
Thank God for everyone this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thanking God for each and every one of us this morning. Thanking God for his Holy Spirit. Thank him for the power of the Holy Ghost. Thanking God for God's resurrection. Power Church in Christ, Apostle David Kellner, his wife Lady Nance Kellner, and his family. Thanking God for the Holy Ghost, his son Jesus Christ. Thanking God that he is King of kings and Lord of lords. And beside thee there is no other. I just thank God for being here today. It's been a while, but I'm here. And I thank God that I'm here in the mighty name of Jesus. I need the all of, I need thee. Hallelujah. Every hour, Jesus, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I I come, hallelujah, Jesus, to, yeah, God, I come to you. I need, thank you, Jesus, the old Lord, yes, God. I need thee, yes, every hour, Jesus, not 1 second in the day that I don't need you, Jesus, I need thee, oh, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to, I come to you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you, God. Thank you for waking us up this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for being the breath of life in our bodies, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are King of kings and Lord of lords. Lord, we say thank you, for you are Jehovah. Lord, we thank you. You are Yahweh. God, we thank you, for you have been called many names. But Lord, we thank you, because you are the beginning and the end. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the great I Am, Father. I say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Collectively, as one, you are God. And you are God alone. Lord, I love you today. And it is because of you that we have our being. It is because of you that we're still here in our right mind. It is because of your grace. It is because of your mercy, God. We say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. When I lifted up my eyes this morning, God, thank you, Jesus, for you blessed us to be here today. Thank you, Jesus. Have mercy upon us, oh God. As your word go forth today in the mighty name of Jesus, throughout this nation's God, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, open the ears, God, so that they may hear. Open the eyes, God, so that they may see. Open their minds, God, so they may think and be able to use their beings, oh God. Lord, we say thank you right now. Bless our going out and bless our coming in. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word. And your word shall not return void. We love you, Jesus. Jesus, I love you. I love you, Jesus, and thank you. Thank you for this day. This day, Father, we thank you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor and praise. I glorify you, Father. I magnify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, and thank God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. We serve a mighty God. We serve a true and a living God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve today. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, I just thank you. I'm excited. I just get excited all in my spirit. I'm excited about the word of Jesus Christ. I'm excited about bringing us back together again. One more time, the Lord has allowed us to come together. Just one more time. One more time. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And we're still here today.
because of his grace, because of his mercy, because of his love, we still here. Hallelujah. One more time that the Lord has allowed us to come together. Today, my brothers and sisters in Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh my God, we say thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. But we're going to get right into the message, how the Holy Spirit lead and guide us. We will be directed by the Holy Spirit through and by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be today? Where would we be if it had not been for the Lord? And we want to talk about he is a buckler. Amen. It came into my spirit as I was just sitting with, it came into my spirit. He is a buckler. And as God pour messages in my spirit, I just begin to write. I have a tablet at my desk, and or if I can't get to my tablet, I'll have my phone pad, my notes, and I'll just start writing down the notes that I hear in my spirit, and I just start putting it down till I can sit and put it together. But today we want to talk about he is a buckler. And if you will go with me, you don't mind, let's begin with 2 Samuel, amen, 22nd chapter. We'll begin with 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter. And I want to begin reading at verse 18. It says, he delivered me. This is David. David is telling, being thankful unto the Lord, huh? For how God delivered him out of some things in life. And there are so many of us, we are thankful today that God delivered us. We thankful. I'm reminded, thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm reminded of the 10 lepers that went to God. Lord, I thank you, right? I'm reminded of those 10 lepers who went to God, huh? And he spoke to them. And he told them to go show themselves. But only nine came, only one came back. Nine, 10 left. But only one came back. And Jesus asked them, that one came back just to say thank you. Huh? That one came back just to tell the Lord thank you. And David is here giving thanksgiving unto the Lord for delivering him. They were delivered from a disease that would take them out. But God is a healer. He is a buckler. And here today, verse 18, it says, he delivered me from my strong enemy. He said, he delivered me from my strong enemy. David didn't take nothing away from them. David said, I know they're strong. He says, they were strong. They are strong. And we have some enemies if we be truthful about it. They're strong. They just don't give up. They just keep coming and they keep coming. He said that he delivered me from my strong enemies and from them that hated me, for they were too strong, oh my God, for me. David said, I need some help. So I got to give thanks unto the Lord for delivering me, a divine deliverance. He said, they prevented me in the day of my calamity. But the Lord was my stay. When he said he stayed with the Lord, wait a minute. Apostle said something that was so profound in the mighty name of Jesus. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We all have made mistakes. Surely David made some mistakes along the way, but one thing about him, he knew how to call on God. He kept calling on the Lord. No matter what he went through, no matter what he did, He didn't mind calling on the Lord. So David said, they prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. He found favor in me. God finds favor in us. Not because we are so great that we deserve everything, but because of his grace, because of his mercy, and because of his favor. We say greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, but because of his favor, because the Lord is with me, because the Lord is with you. David said, the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. Wait a minute. He didn't say according to his hellish ways or according to lying, backbiting, stealing, and cheating. He said according to my righteousness, he rewarded me. So many times, many of us, and I've gifted the Lord in the name of Jesus. I've sinned and I've fallen short, but God, I need you to deliver me out of the situation. Why you can't be delivered? Because of righteousness. We sing this song to say, I just want to be right. But at what cost will you maintain your righteousness? If God say, just walk away from everything, I say, if God say, I didn't say a man say, I say, if God says, pick up and just leave everything and go. Can God trust you? Can he reward you? Will he be able to reward you for your righteousness? Will he be able to reward you for your obedience? David said, according to the cleanness of my hands has he recompensed me. I'm going to give things back to you because you didn't get your hands dirty. You didn't tell lies on nobody to get where you are. You didn't backbite nobody to get where you are. You weren't deceitful to get where you are. But you got it. Because your hands are clean. See, if your hands dirty, if our hands are dirty, how can we lay hands on the sick and they shall recover? How are they going to recover with these dirty hands? Our hearts got to be right. Our hands got to be right. Our living has to be right. He said, I will recompense you because my hands was clean, David said. He said, for I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my... David said, I ain't depart from God. I have kept my ways and I have not departed from God. He says, my ways are righteous. For all his judgment were before me. And as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. In the book of Exodus, there's 10 commandments. And David says, according to his statutes, I have not departed from them. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not covet. Honor thy father and thy mother. David said, I have not departed from this. I was also upright before him and have kept myself from my iniquity, because we have some ways within us. If we just be real and be honest with ourselves, there's some things that rise up in us. We have to speak and rebuke yourself. You have to rebuke your mind, your thoughts. I want this. I want that. I want to do this. He said he would give us the desires of our heart. Let's not get it confused. But there are some ways that are not right. And we begin to think thoughts of other people. We begin to think evil. But will you rebuke your own thoughts? Or will you, when you get a thought, do you run and pick up the phone and scandalize somebody with somebody else? Do you gossip? Huh? Are you trying to put somebody on blast on the World Wide Web? He said, I've not done none of this. And then he said in verse 25, therefore, the Lord have recompensed me according to my righteousness. Again, according to my cleanness in his eyesight, in God's eyesight. See, sometimes we may think we deserve something that we don't really deserve, and we didn't even get it on our own. It was all because of Jesus Christ, all because of the love of Jesus. You didn't get it on your own. He gave us our help. He gave us our strength. He gave us our ability to do so. But there are some people I know. I don't know about anybody else on here, but some people I know feel like they got it on their own, and they get all the credit. God gets no glory. God gets no credit because I'm out here getting this. God ain't doing this. I'm doing it. I've heard that. Verse 26. With the merciful, that will show thyself merciful. And with the upright man, that will show thyself upright, because God has promised mercy to us. With the pure, that will show thyself pure. Huh? And with the forward, that will show thyself unsavory. And the afflicted people, that will save, but thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down. I'm ready, because the salvation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the salvation of God. Huh? You don't have to do anything. Wait. Wait on God. And then he says, for thou art my lamp, David said. God is a light. When we say great is he that is in me, that he that is in the world, that means that light shines from within you. The songwriter said, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. He wasn't talking about a candle that he carried around. He wasn't talking about a flashlight, but he was talking about the spirit of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the spirit of God that is within us. David said, for thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. He's my spiritual light in dark places. There's some places that I go in the spirit that are dark, and I need a light. I need God to show me. You know, when I remember when I was a young girl, they used to say, if you dream of the tunnel and you see light, don't go to the light. But I would always try to make it to the light. And I'm still here. My grandmother used to say, just call on the name Jesus. When you start having these dreams and it seemed like dark spirits trying to take you out, grandmother would say, just call on the name Jesus. You begin to wrestle with the devil in your sleep. Call on the name Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I was somebody here today. You need that. He's a light in dark places. And if you begin to call on the name Jesus, he will deliver you out of them. For David said, for by thee I have run through a troop. By my God have I leaped over a wall because of the strength of God. And verse 31, as for God, His way, his divine way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried, huh? Have you tried Jesus? The word of the Lord has tried this book, this Bible. I have the King James Bible, 66 books. And in these 66 books, you can live by the word of God. You can try him by his word. He said, call it back to his remember. Use the word, open the word, and call his word back to his remembrance. He said, try me. He said, prove me. He said in the book of Malachi, prove me. Then in verse 31, he said, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust him. For who is God, save the Lord? Who is a rock, save our God? God is my strength and power, and he's making my way perfect. He is a buckler. When I got that into my spirit, when I was young, when I heard that Psalms 91 where it would say he is my shield and buckler. When as a young girl, I would think when you say buckler, I used to think it was talking about something like a belt buckle, you know? That, you know, when you hear the word buckler, as a young girl, I used to think it was talking about a belt buckle, something you just put on the belt, put it on and buckle it up and fasten it, hold it together. But then as I began to grow, began to learn the word, began to teach and preach the word of God, began to gain the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding of his word, I began to research bucklers. The buckler is made out of three things. It's made out of wood. It's made out of a cloth. And it's made out of metal. And it comes together. And it works as a shield. And you hold the buckler in your left hand. And you'll use it in your left hand as a shield while you hold your weapon in your right hand. And I was reminded of that movie, 300. On 300, they had these big round shields that they had in their hand. And they would hold the shield, and at the command of the commander of the troops, when they went to battle, when they went to war, depending on the command, the shields would go up first. And they would raise the shields up as the enemy began to shoot the arrows and the fiery darts. But the shield was there so that when the darts came, when the arrows came, that they did not penetrate it. It bounced off. God is our shield and our protector. Anything come against us, David said, because of my uprightness, because of my righteousness, because of my clean hand, God is a buckler, meaning God covers me. You can shoot all the fiery darts, but they won't penetrate this shield. No weapon formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue, see, your tongue is a fiery dart as well. But David said, he is a buckler. On the high ground, my God is a buckler. Down in the valley, God is a buckler. On top of the mountains, God is a buckler. Wherever I go in this life,
You can't penetrate me because I got the word of God. I got the shield that's covering me. Jesus covers me. Alpha and Omega covers me. Jehovah covers me. Yahweh God covers me. David said he delivered him. If you'll go with me to Proverbs 2, beginning at verse 1. My son, it was talking about wisdom. Wisdom is promise, godliness, and direction to our children, okay? My son, if thou would receive my words and hide my commandments with thee. Remember David said, I kept all thy statutes. I honored my father and my mother. I didn't covet my neighbors. I didn't lie, David said. He said, I kept my statutes. He said, so here Proverbs 2 says, my son, if thou will receive my word and hide my commandments with thee. You know, the word of God teaches us hide his word in our hearts, that we may not sin against him when we go places. We may not be able to carry your book everywhere. But if you study to show yourself approved, if you study and hide his word in your heart, that you may not sin against him, he is a buckler. He says, so that thou incline thine ear into wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding. If thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. God will give each and every one of us, he has given unto us, spiritual discernment. We should be able to discern the right from the wrong. Amen. He says, for the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. Here we go again. For the righteous shall see God. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walketh uprightly. He keepeth the paths of the judgment, and preserveth the ways of the saints. Hallelujah. He preserveth the ways of the saints. Huh? For Ephesians 6 and 12, if you'll go with me there. Most of you know this scripture, but let us read it for you today. Ephesians 6 and 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rules of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Huh? Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. God said he will keep us. Why? Because he is a buckler. When obstacles come in your way, God is a buckler. If you'll go with me to Matthew, the book of Matthew, amen? Matthew, the 26th chapter. Matthew, the 26th chapter. I'll begin reading at the 37th verse. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then says he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. And he went a little further, and fell on his face,
and pray, saying, oh, my Father. Oh, my Father. He said, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will. And he cometh unto the disciples and finding them asleep and said unto Peter, what, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he lifted them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then coming he to his disciples and said unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray thee. When we are betrayed, when we find ourselves in some situations and some circumstances, know that the way that that buckler is made, it's round, and it has a point in the center. It's shaped like a cross, but in the middle, it rises up in the center, and it has two sides on it where the handle underneath, you hold it and you grip it. You got to know when you're betrayed by the enemy that God is holding on to you. He's holding you close. Why? Because he's your buckler. So when you feel like you're being betrayed, all you got to do is just hold fast, stand still, and wait on God. There is adversity in every Christian life. Every Christian life faces adversity. But if you just remember that God is a buckler, that doesn't mean because adversity comes, that doesn't mean that we're not safe. There's a lot of times I ask God, Lord, what is this? We are your children. Why must we go through these things here in this earth? Why must we face these obstacles that we're facing? There are some times in life when some things that we're facing, we just don't want to go through. When death comes, we have many questions for God. We want to know, God, why couldn't they be healed? Why, God? There are many unanswered questions. But I serve you notice today, if you'll just hold fast and if you'll just stand still and wait on God and see the salvation of the Lord, and don't allow the circumstances of life to get you down, he will be your buckler. He is a buckler to those who are righteous. Holiness is the only way. There's but one way, and that way is Jesus Christ. That way is holiness. Holy is the Lamb of God. Holy is the Lamb of God. The Holy Ghost is our shield and our buckler. The Holy Ghost. He said, he is a buckler. Jesus said, I'm going to send you a comforter. That was the Holy Ghost. That is the Holy Ghost, not past tense. It still is. Forgive me, Father. That is the Holy Ghost. I thank God for spiritual correction. God has called many names. When troubles knock you down, get back up again. Because he holds on to us. He is a handler. His hands holds us. And just like as a child, when a preacher would preach, or in Bible study, say buckler. And I was thinking that It was something that you tighten up, you're fastening up, huh? You hold it together with. But you see, God keeps us held together because he's our buckler. And when those fiery darts comes, when the enemy comes, when adversity comes, when troubles, trials, and tribulations come, they can't penetrate it because it's a threefold. It's made out of leather, wood, and metal. It cannot be penetrated. Huh? It will take a lot to penetrate it. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they are one, threefold. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against thee. Why? Because we are the church. And he said, upon this rock, and we stand. So the gates of hell, no matter what it releases, he is a buckler to us. And it cannot penetrate us. Psalms 18. Amen. Psalms 18. Beginning at verse 1, Psalms 18, beginning at verse 1. David's psalm here, another psalm of thanksgiving for how God blesses him. David said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. David said, God is all these things. David said, God is my strength. God is my deliverer. God is my fortress. He will build a wall before me. He will shield me. I'll be in your plain view and you won't even see me. I can stand right in front of you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I remember one night, thank you, God. And having said that, God brought this back to my remembrance. I remember one night I was at home alone. And that was these young men who came to the door. It was three young men. Two was in the front, one was in the back. They pulled right up across the front, my front door, right up on the lawn, straight across the front door. There's a wood door and a glass door. So I opened the wood door, and the glass, I was standing right in front of the glass door. I was saying, who is it? I said, yes. How can I help you? The young man was just standing there, and it frightened me, you all. He didn't say anything. I said, how can I help you? He turned around and got in the car, and he began looking up under his seat. I said, yes. You know, God can protect us with ignorance, with foolishness, stupidity sometimes. Let me just be real. Because, see, I'm not thinking. I'm thinking, who are these young men at my door? You know, they got in the car and drove off. Not even 2 minutes later, my mother called. My mother said, are you okay? I say, ma'am. She said, are you okay? I say, yes, ma'am. You see, God covers us. I don't know what their intentions were, but I want to tell you all, I know that I know that I know, and I've seen them my own. They didn't see me. And it was because of the love of Jesus Christ that he had to build a fortress in plain view. They never seen me. And I had opened the window and I was standing right there in front of the glass. And I called my friend and I told them what kind of car they was in. They came quickly. Quickly. But my mom had already called and say, are you okay? And I was like, wow. But this is how God is. And this is what David said.
David said, he is my fortress and my deliverer. He will get you out of some things that you feel like, but because of your upright living, we don't always get it right, but because of our uprightness, we make mistakes. We do some things that's not right. And we look back and we say, oh, I should have did this, I should have did that. But it's okay because God delivered us out of them. David said, he is my strength, even when I'm weak. He's my strength. When I can't even fight for myself, David said they was too strong in 2 Samuel. He said they were too strong. My enemies were too strong for me. He said, I will trust my buckler and his horn of my salvation in my tower. He said, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from my enemies. This is what David said. And then he said, if you'll go with me over to verse 30. No, I want to pick up at verse 29. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. There it is. Hey. Have I leaped over a wall? As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is the rock save our God? It is God that girded me with strength and making my way perfect. He making my feet like hinds feet and setting me upon high places. God's way is divine. God's ways is perfect. His perfection is perfect. His protection is perfect. He's the light that he promised. His word is pure. For the buckler shields us, protects us, and keepeth us in all thy ways. When we walk upright, when we acknowledge God, when obstacles come and troubles come, trust in the Lord, for he is a trustworthy buckler. Call on his holy and righteous name. Hold up your hand. In the name of Jesus, God is my buckler. He is my buckler. I got a shield in my hand. I got a sword in my right hand, and I got the buckler in my left hand. And God is, he is a buckler. He can take the fiery darts. He can take it. Lord, won't you hold my hand while I run this race? Because I don't want to run this race in vain. We got to walk upright. We got to live upright. We got to talk upright. This life is about holiness. If we want to see change, change got to come from within us. We have to live a holy life. We have to live a righteous life. In the mighty name of Jesus. We can't talk holiness and live unholy. Our words got to line up with our walk. Our walk and our words need to line up with these 66 books with the word of God. For his way is perfect, and all thy ways are perfect. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your salvation, O God. For the salvation of God is the only way. It is true. It is faithful and it's been tried. And there is no other way. Lord, we thank you for being a buckler, oh God. And we thank you for covering us, shielding us, protecting us in our lives, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So many times things could have gone wrong, but you didn't let it penetrate our minds, God. You covered our heads, oh God. You shielded us so nothing would touch our minds, our brains, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You kept our faces covered under the blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That you are a buckler. Have mercy upon us, O God. In all our ways, God, we acknowledge you. And for that, Lord, we say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. And as your word has gone forth, Father, it shall not return void, Lord. But those who will listen to this message years from now, days, weeks, and months from now, who will know, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that it was a divine calling upon their lives that they listened to the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now in your son Jesus' name. Thank you for God's resurrection power church in Christ. Thank you for this ministry, God. Thank you for Apostle David Callum, the Lord. Thank you for the work that he's doing for your kingdom, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you will continuously give him strength, Lord, that he will continue to do the work in the will of you, God, and those who are with him, who walk upright with him, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will shield them and cover them and their families, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will be a buckler in their lives, Father. Lord, I want to say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Bless, oh God, the ministries, oh God, that are being built under his leadership, Father. We say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will continue to cover him, that you will continue to be his eyes, God, that you will continue to be his mouthpiece, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that he will continue to keep his heart lifted before you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, keep his hands before you, God, in the name of Jesus, that he will continue to walk upright and holy, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for Apostle David Callender today, God. In the name of Jesus, bless his family, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, keep them covered, shield them, and protect them. In the name of Jesus, those who are connected on the vine with them, God, we thank you right now. But we all one, Lord. We love you. Thank you for this blood covering, God. In your son Jesus' name, amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, evangelist, for that powerful anointed word. Hallelujah. Knowing the buckler is good, but trusting in the buckler is much better. I just love that. Love that. You can't just
say
talk
me.
Holy. You got to be holy. You got to live holy. You know, how many of us been talking the talk from years, day after day, but we didn't work, we didn't do it. But when we get that encounter with Christ, you begin to live holy. You begin to trust him. You begin to depend on him, rely on him, not making a move without consulting him, because you know that he is your strength. He is your strong tower. He is your buckler. He is the place that you go and find rest. My God, thank you so much, woman of God. Father, we just ask that you bless her now. Bless your servant. Bless your daughter as she search out the scriptures, oh God, to bring to the table today to feed us, your people. We know, God, that the word will not return void because you declare that it will not return void. Lord, it will do exactly what you sent it out to do. Lord, we ask you now to anoint her afresh. God, like you anoint Aaron and call the oil to come down his beard, all down his skirt, representing the church. Lord, we ask you to anoint her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, God. God, keep the hedge of protection around her as she go in and go out. Let her go in and out in safety, Lord, knowing that you, Lord God, you are her buckler. You are her strong tower. You are the one that she rests and abides in, O God. As you are the vine and she is the branch, Lord. We pray today, God, that this word that has gone forth out of her, Lord God, will do miracles in everyone that hear it. Everyone that hear it will wake up to a new mindset of trusting you, depending and relying on you, Lord Jesus. And Father, we'll be so careful to give you all the glory and all the honor in Jesus' holy name. You know, I like when you talked about the talk. You start to bring the description of the buckler, you know, and you know, just like I thought so too, you know. But I use the description as when I see the buckle and thinking it as a belt, I think of a belt, how a belt secure you. It keeps your trousers from dropping down, your skirt from dropping down. Well, that's the way he protects us, just like the buckler, just like a belt. But it's the form, the shield, it forms like a shield of protection, but it also operates just like a belt. Because once you have a belt around your pants, around your skirt, you can dance, you can run, you can jog. You know your pants ain't dropping down. And when you had that shield before you, you know that in no dark that the devil shoot up can hit you. He know that that shield going to protect you. Because the shield cover your whole breastplate, not just half of your breast. It covers your whole, protects your whole breastplate. So no matter what's coming before you, it cannot penetrate. So that was such a powerful anointed word, you know. But most what I was hearing in the word, I know others on the line may hear something because the Lord left our ears attuned different and we all hear different things. But what I was hearing is trusting. I was hearing that you can trust the buckler. You can depend on the buckler. You can rely on it. It's not going to fail you. That's what I was hearing, you know. Don't just trust it when you're in trouble. Trust it all the time, all the time. And you know, a lot of times folk will just go to the Lord. They'll want to pray. They want to fast. They want to sing. They want to shout when they're in trouble. As soon as everything going fine, they don't have no time for God. But the buckler is available when it's shining, and it's available when it's raining. It's available when the snow is coming down, and it's available when there's no snow. The buckler is always available. God is always available to protect us, to shield us, to direct us. He orders our steps. That's what the buckler does. You know, it does not allow you to get into a bad place then to protect you. He protects you from stuff that we don't see. The buckler is invisible and visible at the same time because he sees what we can't see. Hallelujah. And when we want to make up our mind, we want to go one way, you'll hear him saying, no, daughter, don't go that way. No, son, don't go that way. That's the buckler working. He's your protector. You said it. He's your protector. He's not going to wait till you get in the water drunk and then to go and save you. If you go in there on your own accord and you're drunk, he'll save you because he's your buckler. But he prevents you from going into that place. Hallelujah. That's why he says, my word is a light, a lamp and a light onto your path. He's going to lead us in that path that is perfected by him, not by us, not by our mother, father, husband, or wife, but the path that he leads us into is perfected. It's already made right, made straight by him. Because he said, I'll make crooked places straight. That path is made straight for us. It made the rough places plain. Hallelujah. Anyway, he does it for us. So I thank you so much, woman of God. I was blessed by the word of God that you gave us today. And I know the Lord has blessed you with much more. The line is now open for anyone that want to come forth and encourage this woman of God. And don't take nothing from it. Add to it. I mean, you can take some for yourself. But don't try to dissect the word like you do this. Just add to it what you heard, how the Lord touched you through this word. Hallelujah. Because it is a strong word. Not was, it is a strong word. So the line is open. The line is open.
Good morning to everyone. Good morning, Evangelist. God bless you. I'm just excited.
Good morning.
Good morning. I got on the line around 12:30, and I didn't get the topic of what we're doing on driving no longer to her again. So I just want to thank God again for this word. I want to thank God for this blessed day. And as Apostle said just now that you said, you know, what I heard the word was trust God. But what really stood out to me is when you made the statement, you know, even as Christians, there's times that we have to constantly review ourselves. There's times we have to constantly, you know, because of the thoughts, because of the things that stir up inside of us, you know, just because we're children of God and we're Christians and, you know, we're working for God, that doesn't mean the enemy doesn't doesn't come in, but that light, like you said, that light that is in us shines forth. And when we are using God, you know, as our shield and trusting in Him, even when we are in dark places, even when we hear negativity about us, even when we hear people coming at us, you know, and the thing is, the enemy uses any and everyone. And from my instance, and I don't know about anybody else, but what I always notice, the enemy always uses those that are closest to me, family, people that you know, trust that they won't hurt you. But the enemy uses them. And what you're saying, what I'm hearing, is even when we are going through those trials and testing and tribulation, as long as God is within us, as long as we use Him as our shield, no matter who comes, no matter what comes, we will survive. No matter what comes, we will prevail and we will go forth. We will stand firm because God is with us, because God is in us, because God is before us. He's around us constantly shielding us. And I love the fact that you used the buckler and you painted that picture of, you know, I don't know if anybody's seen a movie, but 300 or 3,000, whatever the movie was, you know, and those shields, you know, they're solid. They're so firm. They're strong. It withstands every and anything, and that's who God is. God withstands any storm, any fire, any hail. If we think of all the different, you know, perils that come, you know, the natural disasters that come, with God as our shield, we will always stand and we will always survive. That doesn't mean, though, as children of God, that doesn't mean that we will not feel the pressure. That doesn't mean that we will not, you know, have to go through it. We're going to go through it, but we're going to come out. We're not going to sink. We're not going to fall. We're not going to burn. You know, the word of God said we won't burn. We won't come out scorched. You know, we will come out strong. We will come out withstanding because we depend on Him. We will come out with His glory, with His peace, with His joy, all on us and within us. So I thank God for this word. I thank God for the visuals that you gave us. You know, I thank God for being there for us, even when we are going through, even when we feel even more so, you know, and you said it, I call upon God. There's times, you know, I've been like, God, why? You know, how come this is happening? Lord, I'm asking you to heal. But at the end of the day, even though I pray for healing and I pray for victory and I pray for all this stuff, my all in all, and you use that scripture as well, you know, your will be done. Even Jesus Christ, like you said, when he was going, he prayed to God and he asked him, you know, if this is your, can you, you know, can you take this cup back? But God, but he, and then he said, if it is your will, then let it be done. And in life, we have to remember that even though we're praying to God and asking God to make changes, and we're trusting and putting our hope in the end of the end, it is his will that will be done. And we have to trust and know that it happened for a reason. But we are going to make it. Yet we're going to survive, and yet we're going to stand. So I thank God for this word. I thank God for you. I thank God for hearing your voice. I love you. I love you, Apostle. I love everybody on the line, and I thank God for each and every one of y'all. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
You know, when you were talking about 300, and you know how they came together, it reminded me about the saints of God, how we should come together. You know how they come together. And when they came together, they put their shields up, and they made like an umbrella over them. So it couldn't penetrate none of the troops. It couldn't hit nobody. You know, they used the bucklers. And they used it, so when those darts came, when those arrows came, they just bounced off. It was just like they just bounced off, hit the ground. No matter how many times they got fired upon, they just bounced off because they all came together as one. And they raised them up and they kneeled down and they raised up their bucklers over them and made a shield. And we as saints of God, when we learn to stand together as one, we're more powerful.
Yeah.
We're strength in numbers.
Glory, glory, glory. That is powerful. The line open, line open. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, if nobody's, a lot of people online, nobody's saying anything, we're going to ask the evangelist or minister, somebody, to go ahead and pray us out. have a few things to do here around the house. So go ahead and pray us out. Thank you so much for the word today.
Minister Andera, are you still there?
Yeah, she's still there. She's
okay,
still on the
Minister
line.
There,
we're doing something.
Okay.
Minister Andera?
I'm sorry. I was driving. I'm sorry. I'm here.
Go ahead, Vanya.
Okay.
All right. I was seeing if you would close us out with prayer.
Okay. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you, dear Lord, and we thank you, Father God, for all that you have done today. Father God, we thank you in advance, Father God, for your protection over our family. Father God, we thank you for the woman of God, Father God, that you are continuously using her, Father God, that you're continuously feeding her, Father God, and pouring into her, dear Lord, that she will deliver unto others, dear Lord. Father God, I'm thanking you for this line that we are on today, dear Lord. I'm thanking you for the ministry that has went forth. We're thanking you for Apostle Calendar, Father God, and his dedication, and everyone that is on this line, dear Lord. Father God, we're giving you the glory, dear Lord, because we know that you are our buckler. We know you're our shield. We know that you have provided for us, and you have brought us through many storms in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, and we give you the glory. We give you the glory, Father God, because you chose to stand and withstand the biggest storm of life, dear Lord, so that we might have life, dear Lord. You went through so many battles, ridicules, Father God, as you went. And you made that choice, Father God, to die for our sins. So we give you the glory, Father God, because you are our protector and you are our keeper. Father God, you keep us, dear Lord, even when things are great. You are with us even when things are bad. You are with us even when things are not certain in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we are giving you the victory today, Father God, because you, my Lord, my Savior, my King, have been there from the beginning of time, Alpha and Omega. Father God, our beginning and our end. Father God, you will carry us right up to our last, dear Lord, to that glorious day when we see you. Father God, we continue to bless you, Father God, for the victories that you have poured out upon us. We bless you for the victories, for the healing, for the deliverance, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, for the deliverance, Father God, that we constantly need in the mighty name of Jesus. In order for us to stand, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we need you to not only be our protector, Father God, but to continuously be our deliverer. So, Father God, we're thanking you in this mighty day. We're thanking you, Father God, because you have never forsaken us. You have never left your side, even when we can't feel your presence. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you are there fighting battles, seen and unseen, in the mighty name of Jesus. You're constantly there, Father God, fighting battles, dear Lord, the ones that we don't even ask you to fight, dear Lord. You are there protecting us and healing us. Father God, today as we go forth in this day, Father God, we claim this day as victorious. We name our day. We name our victories. We name, Father God, and possess everything that you have brought us to in this day and each day moving forward. Father God, we claim you, my Lord, my Savior, my King, as our Father, as our protector, as our one and only, as our strong foundation in the mighty name of Jesus. We claim you when we call upon you. We ask you, dear Lord, to go into each and every one of our homes today, our family's home, near and far, Father God. Watch over them, guide them, speak to them, minister, Father God. Allow your Holy Spirit to rise up inside of them, dear Lord, to give them you as their victor, to give them you as their healer, to give them you as their deliverer, to give them you as their protector in the mighty name of Jesus. We are thanking you, Father God, because you have done it. And each and every single day, you're doing it. It's done. It's complete. It's finished. And as long as we hold on to you, as long as we trust in you, as long as we depend on you, Father God, we will always make it. So we give you the glory, Father God, and we thank you. Unconditional love. We thank you for your unconditional peace that we only receive, Father God, when we accept you as our Lord and Savior. Father God, I thank you, dear Lord, for constantly teaching us constantly allowing your Holy Spirit, dear Lord, to bring us to a place of repentance that we may continue to be righteous and live a life pleasing unto you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I got two instructions to give you all today. Well, you know, over a week going into the second week, Misha has been in the hospital. You know, she lost her husband. He's gone home to be out of this world. And Misha's still in the hospital. I've been corresponding with her and praying with her. But she's doing much better. You know, she was suffering with stage 4 cancer. Plus, she has some polyps on her brain. But we are praying for her, so keep her in prayer. She's doing much better. I talked with her yesterday. She's doing much better. Her husband left everything for her. Very big house and a lot of acres of land in Mississippi. But that's not the important thing, because if you don't have life, the land and money is no help for you. You know what I'm saying? But we're praying for her that God will bring her out and she will come up with fire in her heart and a soul for the Lord, that she will step into her rightful position as a prophetess for the kingdom. So keep her in prayer. And then 2 weeks from now, I'll be celebrating my 72nd birthday. You know, I don't ask for anything. A lot of you guys on this line support the line. You support Africa and India. But if the Lord put on your heart to sow $72 or whatever you can sow, so I would really greatly appreciate it. 2 weeks from now, on the 16th of October, if the Lord say the same, I would be 72 years old. And Blog Talk Radio, Ivanis Campbell, you know, been going on now 11 years. And when the Lord started this ministry, they told us, you and I, that the line wasn't going to last. The ministry wasn't going to last. But we are over 450,000 people all over the world. I mean, I get calls all over the night. My wife, she said, who is that calling you this time of night? I said, it's a child of God. They want to hear something. And I get up out of bed and go pray with them. I don't ask them for any money. I don't ask them for anything. I don't get a check from nobody every month. Like the pastors in the building get a check. I don't get a check for what we do. We don't look for a check. We look for souls. You know, we've been praying for this ministry for 11 years. This is not a conference line. This is a church line. Just like you go into the building, this is a church line. And we've been praying for this for 11 years. And we never missed a month. They never had to shut us down because we didn't pay the bill. It comes out every first of the month. So if you want to sow a seed, the Lord dropped $72 on my heart. But if you want to sow a seed, I don't care what it is. If it's $2, it's going to be fine. It's just going to tell me that you appreciate what we are doing here for the kingdom. That's all it tells me. I am not trying to buy no suits because I probably take the same money and give to Africa or India, some country. You know, my wife was just on me the other day. She said, well, you make so much money when you go to work. I'm retired. But she said, you make so much money. And yes, you pay some of your credit card, you pay some bills, but you give away most of the money to the poor. I said, well, honey, we can't do nothing with when we left here. We got enough to enjoy. God let you give you enough to buy some food, buy some clothes, pay your rent, pay your, you know, necessities. That's all you need. People trying to save up money for all this stuff. Where you get 100 years old, how you go? Where you going? You can't enjoy that stuff. My mother-in-law, she got some money, but she can't enjoy it. You know, she's 92 years old. And our vendor was supposed to do this and do that, they wouldn't do it. Take trips while you can take a trip now. Minister Onde and her daughter go on a lot of vacations. That's good. When the husband get here, they go on more vacations. Enjoy the stuff that the Lord give you. Don't try to serve him stuff. Give to the poor. Give to the widows. Give to the orphans. That's when Lord will bless you and keep your barns filled. In other words, you'll never go empty. I'm never empty. I mean, somebody said, well, you don't have means. I have more than enough. Because when I got $10, man, I'm rich, you know. My car outside is full of gas. I got food in the fridge. You know, I'll pay my gas bill, my light bill, water bill, telephone bill. I'm fine. and I get some money. Now I get this job I'm trying to finish up on now. I hope that the inspector passes next week. When I get some money, I'll be able to help some people. That's what I do. I don't go there and say, "Walk, I want to get a robe. I want to get some more suits. I want to get some more shoes." I don't buy no more shoes. Matter of fact, I got two brand new pairs inside there because the people send me the wrong size shoes, and then it cost me more to send back the shoes than what the shoes cost. So they're size 12, and I'm looking for somebody with size 12 feet to give them to. Brand new, never worn on anybody's feet. And I'm buying anything. But anyway, you all saw a seed on the 16th, and pray for Misha. And all who we know that God has placed on our hearts already that are suffering, and pray for this United States of America. Pray for the presidency. Pray for the Congress. Pray for the senators. Even if you don't like the party, pray for them. If you don't like the Supreme Court justice, pray for them anyway. Because you see, you got to pray for all those in authority. If we pray, God will change their heart. God will touch their hearts, and God will change them, okay? But if you don't pray, guess what? You don't tell God what you need. That's where you're telling God what we need. He knows what's needed done, but he wants us to pray. Intercede for the world. God bless you. Remember, I love you, but God loves you more. Have a blessed evening. Deacon Fritz is also on tonight. Yeah, love you. Love you more. Deacon Fritz was on last night. We had a good time. He'll be on again tonight. Don't forget him. God bless you. Bye-bye.